Mexico produces and distributes marijuana, cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and fentanyl to most of the world. This drug trafficking is highly lucrative, with an estimated profit margin of 80%, according to the article by the University of Pennsylvania. Cartels compete and fight for their market share and their percentage of these profits. In order to support this massive illegal effort, much labor is required. Most common Mexican citizens are against the illicit drug trade. However, since cartels need labor, they have forced these average citizens to support their organizations. If they refuse, these innocent citizens are simply killed in a very violent and public way, thus intimidating others to comply instead of facing the same fate. Hi, I'm badminton player Olivia Francis, and this is The Descent into War, the rise of the Mexican drug cartels. Today, we will be talking about the Mexican drug cartels and the effects they have on civil society and everyday life in Mexico. A 2019 article by Mexico News Daily documented the turf wars being waged by the cartels and how they have continued to expand, leading to a huge jump in the homicide rate in Mexico. They reported that the homicide rate stood at about 27 per 100,000 people, which is much higher than in the United States, which was estimated at about 5 per 100,000 people in 2018. So, simple competition among cartels has a very large and adverse impact on local citizens as they get caught in the crossfire of these battle lines.
Just arrived in Culiacan and have got a phone call from a local crime reporter here that there's been a shooting in the center of the city. There's a guy who was driving his car. He was shot in traffic. We think it's gang related. We're heading there now. Right, so the policeman said that was basically a hit job gone wrong. A couple of guys came to kill him, shot him in the leg, shot him in the arm, hit him over the head. And then before they could kill him, they got spooked by the amount of cars that had been stopped.
2020 is set to become Mexico's deadliest year on record. Despite hopes that the COVID-19 crisis would slow down violent crime, it's had the opposite effect. More than 17,000 people were murdered in the first half of this year alone. In Culiacan, a city of about 800,000 and the headquarters of the notorious Sinaloa cartel, no one is off limits. For Ernesto Martinez, it's the brutality of the killings that stand out.
So what happened? Se encontró a un agente de la policía municipal.
They found a municipal police officer murdered. They practically beheaded him.
Cortaron la cabeza.
Jesus Manuel was a 42-year-old local police officer. A few days before he turned up dead, he'd been kidnapped by cartel members.
There's still some matter here.
That's his brain, hey?
Yes.
Oh man, really?
Why would they have done this? Like, what was he involved with them in some way?
Desde mi punto de vista personal, es mucho odio, ¿no?
In my personal opinion, there was a lot of hate against him. The authorities have said these are the risks a police officer takes. Until now, no authority has made any statement or given any clues.
Una pista o algún...
This is hard to believe, you know what I mean? That they've shot a police officer 65 times. Do you think anybody will be punished for this?
Absolutamente no.
Absolutely not.
In the middle of our interview, Martinez was tipped off about another murder.
We're going your way. Thanks.
A couple of days later, family held a funeral for murdered officer Jesus Manuel. Armed officers were a major presence. Cartels have a habit of shooting up the funerals of officers they've killed. The mood was tense.
Aim, hut, fire. Hut.
We tried to talk to people from the family. They're all too scared. The police are too scared. The police don't want to talk to me because they don't even trust each other.
446 officers were killed last year in Mexico, and this year, that number could top 500. So far in the case of Jesus Manuel, there'd been no official statements, no arrests, and seemingly no attempt for justice.
The cartels have also become one of the largest employers in Mexico. Over 500,000 people work directly for drug cartels, and nearly 3 million others depend on the drug trade for some portion of their income, according to a report completed by the Scottsdale Recovery. This illicit trade is a devastating cancer to the Mexican society, primarily because of the resulting political corruption that it causes, as well as the extreme violence inflicted upon Mexican citizens each and every day. Middle and working class Mexican people are the first to feel the impact of cartel violence as they ply their trade, but the working class people have also proven to be the most vulnerable to drug and alcohol addiction. The Mexican federal government has no choice but to mount an opposition to these illegal drug trade operators. And in 2020 alone, their crackdown led to the cartels to kill an average of 3,250 Mexican citizens per month. Additionally, Mexico's militarized war on drugs has claimed the lives of nearly 300,000 citizens over the past 14 years, while another 73,000 people in that country have gone missing during the same time frame, according to an investigation completed by Quinto Elemento Labs. The cartels have worked hard to counter enforcement efforts by the government, and this has been primarily accomplished through the corruption of government officials. Their cartels will bribe senior federal officials, state leaders, and an extensive number of local politicians. This has led to complete takeovers of town and made local police forces unreliable. The direct impact is a breakdown in civil society because the government is not doing what it was intended to do relative to maintaining law and order, as well as ensuring a safe community for everyday citizens. In addition to corruption through payoffs, the cartels have influenced governmental policy through coordinated efforts to simply kill politicians who stand in their way. This policy has become a staple of cartel operating strategy and has created an intense environment of fear among this Mexican society. Cartels also use other methods to accomplish their objectives, which also negatively impact everyday life in Mexico. Specifically, they utilize kidnappings, theft, and extortion against everyone from public officials, large corporations, and private citizens in order to force their objectives. The country's response is an ongoing drug war that is affecting all strata of society, from impoverished migrants to the wealthiest elite, and from local neighborhood businesses to Mexico's largest firms, according to the research report from Wharton School. Today, we are seeing that cartel violence in Mexico has affected almost every part of that country, and this includes upscale areas that were once considered safe. For example, many cartel leaders live in upscale areas, and the referenced turf wars and government enforcement efforts bring violence to these communities. That's all we have today, folks. I'm Olivia Franzese, signing off.